Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning. Maras Shichu Yinishmas, Maras Aster, Bas Vishmuras Chav, Simmas Chav, Tachan Bas Meir Zeb. Also the schus Chayuch Hevefeg, Bas Mifal Giz Basia, and Abba Shalomit Bas Elana Aster, Maka Racha Bas Sar Yehudis, Fran Ben Rusi, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Avigal Yalas Bas Yochevet, We're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of HaNesher HaGadol, the Rambam Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin, which is Hirono Megalos Ervas Eishes Ish. We have we were forewarned not to be Megala Ervas Eishes Ish, to have relations with a married woman. Behemshech Dvarav, the Rambam says, "Ubesifra Asher Yenafas Eishes Ish, Asher Yenafas Eishes Reyeh, etc. Oina Sheshamanu Atzar Lo Shamanu Tamaloy Malo Sinaf Echod Ho Ish VeEchod Ho Isha." ולא שמו אבל אישה סמיתך לא עשית אין שכב תוכה הצהרה, כי היא הצהרה שאינה כוללת נויף ונוי אפס, אבל היא הצהרה לנויף בלבד, חיים בשער הרייס. יב שם מבטי שהוציאו הצהרה לאישה, גם כן ברמה לא סיכפו, הרי כאן שניים להזיר האיש, על ידי האישה ואישה, על ידי האיש. זאת אומרת, הרמב״ם says, that we're not allowed to be with an אישה סיש, and then he brings the ספרה, he quotes the pasuk, that if a person is has niyuf, has forbidden relations with adultery with a married woman, so there it says an onesh. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, I see onesh. But where do you need an azhara also? You need a warning. Where's the azhara? So the Sinaf teaches us both. And we don't have the pasuk of El Eishes Ischa, Eishes Amitecha Lo Sita En Shchavtucha, don't sleep with your friend's wife, because that's only a warning for the man. We want the pasuk to be talking about man and woman. And Lo Sinaf is for the man and the woman. So that's where we look for Azhar. We look for an Azhar, the Rambam says, that's both man and the woman, not just directed at the man. Hamavuar, Me'asifra, and again we are going through the Shiurim, the Torah of Moreno Hagoyin, Rebbe Rafael Cohen Kunstler Shlita, amazing Talmud Chacham. As Mevoal Me'asifra, that the Rambam brings, that we require the Pasuk of Lysinaf in order to include a woman in the Azharas Erva of Eishes Ish, and therefore it's not enough when you bring the Pasuk of El Eishes Amitcha Lo Sitzein Shchavtucha Zara, V'viyu Dugmalaze, like for other Arayas. We also need v'chem b'shar arayis, the Rambam says. You can only include them if you have an azhara for the man. And therefore, gam ken she'otzi azhara li'isha, gam ken bram lo sikrevu, arei kan shnayim. So to merit, that by other arayis, it says in the plural, it's talking about man and woman. So to by ishas ish, we look for an isser, we look for the isser that relates to both the man and the woman, and not just the man. We want it to be directed at both. A woman shouldn't be a lamdanis and say, "Oh, for me it's only lifnei iver. For him it's arayis. For me it's lifnei iver. No, for you it's arayis also." But now we have to understand. We have a limud of los sikrevu. The galos here already teaches us about a woman. Manikud zoli arayis afterwards, eishes ish included. So why isn't that enough? Why do we need a special azhara, a special warning for eishes ish? You have to dash in from the sinof that it applies to both man and the woman. Any special warning? Why isn't enough lo sikavu, which applies to all the arayas? But this isn't shver, because the pasuk lo sikavu, it says le she'er b'saroi. She'er b'saroi means his relatives. Only relatives. The neshes ish isn't a relative. That itself tarach b'yir. Kerem de gam eshes ish b'chalal hach milsa, de gam isha b'chalal ha'azhara. So why do you need two yalfusis? And at the end of the day, It says Sheir Besaro, but it also includes Vayter. It also says, talks about an Eishes Ish. So why do we need a special limud for Eishes Ish? Pashat lo sikur, who's going on Eishes Ish as well? So l'chora, we can learn from this that the Bemes, the Erev of Eishes Ish, is in its own category. And it's not shayich to lo sikur. And therefore we need a chiddush, a pasuk, to tell us that Eishes Ish as well, that it's her for Eishes Ish. So adultery is going to be in its own category, separate from all the other arayas. You saw that the vorm tzor biu. So it appears as follows: Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Tes, the beginning. Elu she'asus machmas erva mehem min haTorah mehem min haRabbanan. These are asim mishum erva, some biblical, some rabbinic. Asim min haTorah kedushin types in behem. Acharei zeh halach umana. So if it's min haTorah, there's no tefisas kedushin. And then halach umana arayas arusus min haTorah. Then he goes on to enumerate the arayas that are rasim in the Torah. The Gra writes in his biur, "Me'em in the Torah vein yudches arayas shebetorah, levad minidav deishis zochar vehema." So what are the arayas? The 18 arayas in the Torah, besides a nida, an ishesish, a zochar, and a vehema. What does the Gra mean when he writes these are the 18 arayas? What is the Gra telling us a number for? Shulchan Aruch enumerates them. I'm chashuv lanu ladat that I'm a spa. Why do I have to know the number? And then he says, "Oh, 18 arayas besides nida ishesish zachar behem." So apparently, the Gra is not just writing the minyan arayas shiskira mechaber. Rather, that in the parish of arayas is the gedra of yudchas arayas. So there are other arayas also, but there's the gedra of yudchas arayas lechud, and then the gedra of other arayas nida v'chulei lechud. V'shel zeh shahosif ha'mechabibir ha'mechaber. The mechaber is narkate the yudchas arayas in yanam echad. Hashem came in Shara Arayis, different category. And like the Gra was Meduik in the Parsha of Arayis in Achrimos. After all the Arayis was said the Torah, after all the other Arayis, then the Torah is Kovesh, Shesish, Nida, Zachar, Behema. So these are two categories. There's the category of Yidchas Arayis and then the category of the other Arayis. Or we need to understand the Gedra Advorim. Bishlam in Zachar, Behema, I get it. It's not an Erva. Zachar is not an Erva. Behema is not an Erva. Stamis or Bila Shasla Torah. Gamal Yanida, we can say. Not like other arayas in the parasha. So it would appear, based on what we can learn from the words of the Brisko Rov in a letter at the end of his Sefer, which explains the chiluk between Isser Nida and other arayas linyan mitzvos Yibum. There's a mitzvah of Yibum for a nida. There's no mitzvah when she gets pure. But when she's nofeles, fun of, if she's a nida, there's still a mitzvah of Yibum afterwards. Valley and Sharais. And the reason is, maybe, he says the Brisko Rov, because Mishum de Nida, loy rak de tafsi ba kedushin, ha gam bi ikari sura ve'etzem ha-chevtze shelo lo dam yil ha-sharais v'chavi lav. De'en yisura shayach klal likuchem in yisurim shetecha shevisha sheyisura al Yibam. Nida, not only is there Tfisis Kedushin, as opposed to other arayas, there's no Kvitovis Kedushin, a person's Mekadish and Nida. It's Kedushin. Other arayas, no. So Nida, you see, is different than other arayas. What's the problem with Anita? Not that it's not Shaykh Likuchim in Isurim. There is Likuchim in Isurim. Elamai. There's an Isur in the Maisa Bia, B'Shas Isurah, like the Rambam says. And that's why she's not considered a Zayna if she has a Bia when she's Anita. Because she's not a woman who's asked to marry. There's no Isur Nisuin, Isur Kedushin for Anita. It's only an Isur Bia. Hashem came B'Shar Rayas V'Chai V'Elam Nikim Uru B'Rambam. That's mamish nisurei nisuin, the kuchen. Kevin shisurak b'maisa bia levad, it's not a stira to the ikar din yibum. And yibum is din lekicha, is to marry this woman. So a nida you can marry, so male is not a problem with a nida. The problem is the other woman. That's a stira to yibum. Ayin sham b'dvorav ha-me'irim v'ha-smechim. ונלמד מזה שגדר עריות אינו משום אישה שהתורה אסרה לבוא עליה. The gather of a rayas is not, as we thought until now, probably, a woman one is not allowed to have relations with. No. לא, 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 לא. זה לא הגדר. מה כן הגדר? כי אם דהב הנשים אסור להינוסי. The gather of an erva is a woman you're not allowed to marry. Not a woman you're not allowed to have relations with. A woman you're not allowed to marry. ומשום לסוד, the איסר לקוחין הובו. It's an איסר לקוחין. You're not allowed to marry her. And the Yisr Bia comes from the Yisr Lekuchen. It's a stira to Ishus. These women you can't have Ishus with. Can't be married to. Male is an Yisr Bia. Male and Nira. Shapir Chosh of Yisr Nidus. Nidus is an Yisr Bifnei Atzma. It's not like other Arayas. The other Arayas are a stira to the Yatzim Ishus. Yishen Kei Nida. Nida can marry. Okay, so now we understand Nid is different, we understand Zohar is different, we understand Behem is different. What about Neshesish? Shibapashis and Neshesish is never like other Arayas. So how's Neshesish different? So Anir Medivrei Agob, and then it's not true. Neshesish is not Shaykh together with other Arayas at all. V'yisoy deyisor bia eino yuvea mishum ze the etzem Neshesish havestir li'ishus kiim t'aviyisor bifnei atzmo ish'osir tosh lobal Neshesish. There's a separate issur. It's not pshat that Eish Yisish is stirat Ishus. Pshat that in Eish Yisish, there's an issur b'fnei atzma not to be with an Eish Yisish. In the Torah, we have a separate issur for Eish Yisish, lo sinof, in the Ten Commandments. It's in another arayas, v'gam nikra b'shem b'fnei atzma, tzon olom r'niyuf, l'av Hashem miyuchad l'biyas Eish Yisish, k'disa b'chazal. Shab Eish lo imad havi issur b'fnei atzma, lo gedush arayas, to have a mishum nashim suyom as the etzem uhusam mishum stir lishusim. So there's a special pasuk for Eish Yisish, lo sinof. There's a special name for this forbidden relationship. And that name is niyuf. So it's a different category. And that, like other all other arayas, forbidden arayas, that their relationship is a stira to the ishus, but this is not. This is an isur bia. Now, we have to note that even though we want to say bia is different than other women, but the Rambam in the 18th paragraph of Surah Bia that was mentioned by the Britzkel Rov says. But a dinzona is telling somebody, when does a woman have a dinzona? She had beer with a woman, with a man, whom she is usher to. So Eish Yisish, she's included in that. Eish Yisish is a zona. If she was mizana, if she was unfaithful to her husband, she's a dinzona. She's a surah lakoin v'chule. Dinzona. It's not like a nido doesn't become a zona. So you see that she is a zona. So l'chora and Eish Yisish is Shaykh to the Yisr Lekuchim and Nisun. It's like other arayas. However, it appears that Atush is a vada, the Yisr of Eish Yisish is because of Yisr Nisun, and you can't marry her. Nevertheless, she's not similar to other arayas. Because other arayas, the Yisr of Yisr Nisun, and Mishum Shnein Atzman have with Stira the Ishus. Mitzar Atzman. Hashem came to Eish Yisish. She mitzar Atzman le Chashiv like Stira the Ishus. Like the Osir Rachman ha Lekuchim and Nisun ima. Nimtza da Yisr Nisun Shapir Mia Havya. The other arise, the Soros and the Suin, is because they are a stira to Ishus Mitzanatzim and Eish Yisish. Mitzanatzim is not a stira to Ishus. It's not a contradiction to being married to her. Just the Torah asked marrying her. But not that she Mitzanatzim is a stira to Ishus. Just the Torah forbade this relationship of marriage. So it is an Isser Nisuin. But not because this woman is a stira lishus. A sister is a stira lishus. A mother is a stira lishus. A daughter is a stira lishus. Not an Eish Yisish. An Eish Yisish is an issur to have relations with her. And yes, there's an issur nisuin. But again, that's not because she's inherently. There's an inherent stira lishus here. There's no inherent stira lishus. Only by other arayas. Rabbi Neish is Ish. Reish is no stir elishus. It's just an Isser Nisuan. And the Mele Nisser Bia. What am I saying? What am I talking about? Let's see the Rambam. You can learn this from the Rambam. Rambam writes, "Call an avelis aladim shoyseis hazayin abein bonus bein baratim bein mizad." And anyone who's avelis to a person who makes her a zona, whether it's purposefully, willingly, not willingly, it doesn't matter. She's psula mishum zayna. Fi reishis shenivul alachar bein bonus bein baratim aneishes ish. She was bia with somebody else. Either if it was, even if it was bonus, even if she was raped, as shalom, she's also a kohen. As sech biul. Originally he writes one din, any woman in general, any woman who's nevelas to a man who makes her a zona, she's a sura, doesn't matter. And then he writes separately eshes ish. So you see there's a havamin, it'd be mechalik between eshes ish and other asura be. So it appears, but we've been explaining that the Yisod Isser is Nishum Isser L'Kuchem and Nesum Alostam B'Yasu. That's true. But Sof Soflo, it's not similar to other Arayas. That the Isser Nesuin is because she herself is considered a Stira L'Ishus. Mashen Kein B'Ishus Ish Shemitzad Atzma is not a Stira L'Ishus. The Torah Asur L'Ishus. Again, it's a different category. Every other woman, every other Erevah, is a stira l'ishus. She cannot be, in her very essence, one's wife. By an eshes ish, it is usser to marry her, but not that she is inherently a stira l'ishus, a contradiction to marriage. So, this hagdara requires sharpening, but the point is that you see in the Rambam that eshes ish, and you see in the Torah already, that eshes ish is a different category. She's a special chiddush. You need to be mechadish that as well. She's also asir. Maybe it's because it's not like other arayos that are astir elishus be'etzem. Rather here, it's just that the ishus is asir. And also like the Kala says, that the ishus ishus is coupled together with zachar, behema, and nida. And zachar, behema, and nida are not astir to ishus. So since we couple Eishes Ish together with them, we categorize Eishes Ish together with those other Isurim. So it must be, it's not because she's just Stira L'Ishus. Because in those cases, not even Shaykh, it's Zachar or Behema. It's not even Shaykh. So other women, they're women. But they're women who are related. They're Arayas, so the male of it's Stira L'Ishus. Eishes Ish. He's not in that category. So much he's not as too religious. It's just an Isser. There's an Isser to be with her. And there's also an Isser L'Kuchem and Nisun, but not because it's because she's as too religious. And that's why the Gra was Koveh, the 18 Arayas L'Chud, and Eishes Ish together with the Nid of Zachar and Behema. And that's Al-Sedor Aksum and Parashat Zacharemos. And not that in Parashas Kedoshim, we include these together with the other Arayas, not like the Seder Bachremos, it's Pashut. Whatever we explained is Linyat Sod Vesher Shisar Erva, but the Onshim, and the fact that he was over in a Bia Asura. So at the end of the day, they have the same Isser Bia. That's the Parashas Onshim. But the Gedder of the Isser is already explained in Achremos. That Eishes Ish is categorized separately from the other Arayas, and together with Nida Zachar and Behema. And with this we can understand the Sifri, why we need a special limit for Lo Sinaf. Why is it enough for Lo Sikrifu? The answer is Lo Sikrifu is talking about the other Yud Chatz Arayas, not Arayas for Eishes Ish. Shah Arayas, the Etzim, Isha Mufkas V'Chashiv is Kestir Elishas, the very woman herself is Kestir Elishas. That's the Yisod HaSirbiya. Shekin Lin Eishes Ish, the Yisod HaMishu Misr Be'alma. So we don't know that she's included in the Asar. That's why you need a special limit of Lo Sinaf. So obviously there's still a lot more to say, but we'll conclude here. Let people think about it. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zerecha, Mitzvah Hashem. V'ham she'ech l'umod l'am l'ishma l'as k'am t'kol v'yisam t'rosa v'yihav v'simcha t'uvleb m'rof kol. And it's Gabaldic. Thank you so much for listening. Bleed nether. Nachos of Nishna Paragazesh.